Commercial property owners in Wellington are worried they may be stuck with office towers no one wants to rent or insure. There are now about 150 buildings in the CBD which share the same construction floor as the Education Ministry's head office. The order came this week to evacuate that building after a new seismic assessment, Ruth Hill reports.
Crisscrossed by fault lines and spread over reclaimed land and steep hillsides prone to slips, Wellington is a foolish place to build a city, let alone a capital. Yet building owners say the biggest risk they face is the lack of certainty about what they need to do to make their properties compliant. The Education Ministry's head office, Matauranga House, now emptied of 1,000 workers, underwent strengthening work in 2015. Property Council Chief Executive Leonie Freeman points out the building was considered 90 to 100% of new building standards.
So if you'd spent the millions and millions of dollars upgrading that building, and 7 years later you're told, well, no, it's not up to code, it's very unsettling. So the sector basically needs certainty around what are the rules and regulations, and then everybody can upgrade to those new standards.
The problem for Matauranga House is its hollow core precast concrete floors, which have a nasty habit of detaching during an earthquake, tearing walls apart and causing catastrophic collapse. Engineers have known about the problem since Massey University ran a series of tests in 2002, but they continued to be used, and there are now about 150 of them in Wellington alone. It was not until the 2016 Kaikoura earthquake that authorities took action. Leonie Freeman says legislation now out for consultation will prohibit precast concrete flooring in new buildings.
But the big question is, what about all the existing buildings? From the perspective of the building owners, the key thing that they need is firstly coordination of the guidelines and legislation, and the second thing is certainty.
When doing seismic assessments of potentially quake-prone buildings, engineers must use the 2017 Engineering Assessment Guidelines, known as the Red Book. A revised section, released in 2018, known as the Yellow Chapter, included new findings from the Kaikoura earthquake on concrete buildings. That's the version that's shown up the problems with Matauranga House, but it does not actually carry any legal weight. Wellington City Councillor Iona Pannett has the enviable job of chairing the Planning and Environment Committee.
Unfortunately, we don't have the legislative ability to do anything, but we can continue to educate owners about ways to make their buildings safer.
Insurance Council Head Tim Grafton says clearly insurers are reluctant to accept risk for highly vulnerable buildings, as many Wellingtonians already know from the major premium hikes in the years following Kaikoura.
We were aware of issues such as the hollow core buildings and we were criticised severely for our significant increase in premiums. All we do, we're the canary in the mine and we signal risk. And now, a few years later, people are identifying hollow core buildings and something needs to be done about them. Well, we've already provided those signals.
Iona Pannett points out Wellington has about 600 potentially quake-prone buildings and the city could not function if they were all shut down. She says following the Christchurch quake, the government introduced very strong legislation, but without putting in place provisions to pay for the work to be done.
Both Labor and National governments have, you know, made a little bit of money available, but really, I think, just given this latest issue, there needs to be a full-scale review of the Act to see if it is actually fit for purpose, because the country can only go so far to pay to make every building safe.
All parties agree public safety comes first, but the questions remain. What are the biggest risks and who should pay to fix them?